Coming up in 20 minutes, politician, political commentator, lawyer, and author Bakari Sellers will be our special guest. But before we get to Bakari Sellers, NBA star Steven Jackson, who was a friend of George Floyd, they even look like twins, has been in Minneapolis fighting for justice for his brother and friend. However, he has a message for everyone protesting against police brutality to stay woke. Take a listen to this.
Hey, man, I just wanted to touch in right now to tell y'all, man, the support has been crazy, man, for my brother all around the world. Everybody's been standing for my brother, man, and I definitely appreciate it. And I love y'all. I really appreciate it, man. We definitely gonna get justice for my brother, and it's definitely because of all the love y'all been showing him. It means the world, but let's not lose what we've done. They trying to play off our pain. So I want y'all to be smart out there, okay? They trying to play off our pain. They sending people out to burn buildings down and putting bricks in the middle of downtown, loose bricks, just for people to throw. Be smart. Keep fighting the good fight, because we love y'all and we appreciate y'all, and we wouldn't be making this noise without y'all, all right? But don't fall for the trick bag. Let's not hustle backwards. Keep this going.
Yeah.
Love that.
Let's not.
Where these loose bricks just show up from?
No, really, man. Somebody just took a load of loose bricks and put them out there for people to throw.
Yeah, for people
Hey, listen, man. This has been going on since the 60s. The government, the police department, has hired agitators. This is proven. Agitators to blend in with them and incite the riot even more so that they can turn around and flip the narrative. And they've done it for years. And look, it's just all types of organizations who could do that. I'm not putting it all on the police or the FBI or something like that. So let me fix this. There are organizations who plant people within the protesters to incite them to do more. And once they get it over more, then you can bring in the police, the tear gas, the rubber bullets.
The guns,
and then next thing you know, here come National Guard. And now all your causes is washed behind the mask of looting and violence.
Right. Yeah, so terrorist type organizations they have different agendas, so to speak.
So let me ask you about these rubber
That rubber bullet ain't no joke, man.
The rubber bullets. So
it don't feel like rubber. That's for damn sure.
You almost
not
did.
At all.
You did.
No.
Huh?
It could put you down, Shirley.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They focused, CNN was focusing really hard on this white girl that had been hit by this rubber bullet. You know, and that's her badge and her moment. You know, look, man, know this. They want to escalate this thing and turn this thing into some other bullets. That's why you have to be smart. And like Steven Jackson said, we can't hustle backwards. Get out there and protest, but be smart. Don't hustle backwards. Don't allow them to change the narrative from the George Floyd, the Aubrey, the Trayvon Martins, the Eric
Breonna
Gardner.
Taylor.
Don't let them change the deaths and the injustices and flip it over to violence and looting. Criminals in the street. That's all they want to say so that they can wash away what the cause is. That's why you can't hustle backwards. We got to be smart, y'all. To be smart. Mm-hmm. Get your hands up in protest. Don't throw canisters back at the police. You can't beat hate with more hate. You ain't going to be able to do it.
All right, Steve. We got to get to today's headlines. Yeah, a lot going on today.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Ms. Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody, and good morning. Well, murder victim George Floyd's body is being flown back to Houston, where he grew up, although no funeral plans have been announced yet by the family. George Floyd was a star tight end on his high school's football team. He played in its 1992 state championship game at the Houston Astrodome. Also, turns out that the now ex-cop charged with taking his life, Derek Chauvin, most likely knew him because both worked security at the same club. The former owner, Maya Santa Maria, told a local TV station that Mr. Floyd worked inside as a bouncer and that as an off-duty cop, Chauvin worked outside. She also says that Chauvin had a pretty short fuse. She told a local TV station this, often pulling out mace and pepper spray unnecessarily, in her opinion. Meanwhile, looks like the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, may have just discovered that there are two Minnesotas.
We don't just rank near the top on educational attainment. We rank near the top on personal incomes, on home ownership, on life expectancies, things that make this. Oh, and one that came out a while back, we ranked second in a survey of the 50 states, second in happiness behind Hawaii. But if you take a deeper look and peel it back, which this week has peeled back, all of those statistics are true if you're white. If you're not, we rank near the bottom.
Nevertheless, Minnesota's governor has called in thousands of National Guardsmen to try and control the violence over the weekend. Nationwide, there were protest curfews in Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. The Guard's been activated in 15 states. The Associated Press says some 4,400 arrests have been made in total. However, thousands more demonstrated peacefully in places like Phoenix and Albuquerque. Protesters set fire outside the White House. The now ex-Minnesota cop, by the way, Derek Chauvin, has a court appearance a week from today, and we'll know about that. WBLSH. Well, we have back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.